John, what do you make of the prize we've heard about today?
Ian, it's wonderful news for John O'Keefe at a personal level, and also wonderful news, I think, for the wider UK neuroscience community. We have a large, vibrant, and world-class community of neuroscience researchers, of whom John O'Keefe has been at the forefront over the last 40 or so years, pioneering work in terms of understanding how the brain encodes space and how that encoding can be related back to an animal's behavior.
And these two other winners, the other two winners who share the prize, Maybrit Moser and Edvard I. Moser, they are a couple, but they were also postdocs, I think, in John O'Keefe's lab.
Indeed they were, and I think this is a wonderful celebration of the community of neuroscience about how incredibly talented people are able to move across international boundaries and work in the best research environments. And it's clear that despite being both competitor and collaborator, the abilities of John, Maybrit and Edvard to push forward this field has been truly remarkable, and it's wonderful to see their work honoured.
Did you think this was a prize everyone was waiting for? Was it one that came as a bit of a surprise? There's always the you know, the bets and the predictions.
Well, I mean, if only I'd put £10 on this on Friday. I think John is and the Moses were clearly up there in anyone's shortlist of who from the neuroscience community should be recognised and rewarded like this. And whilst it's always a surprise at another level, given the superb work that they've done over a sustained period of time, it came as no surprise either.
You know John O'Keefe, I'm sure. What do you make of him? What can you tell us about him?
I think John is part of a generation of researcher who's driven primarily, I think, by his interest in the question. And he's been able to focus on that question and actually develop not just experimental but also theoretical constructs to explain it. I think John, above all else, and this is a cliche, is a Renaissance man. He looks widely and broadly across neuroscience, and above all, he's a keen and enthusiastic basketball player. I mean, from probing the functions of fundamental brain circuits to shooting hoops with a bomber, I gather, what more can one ask for from a leading academic?